G'day, Adam.
Is there a lot going on in Gosford as well, Jimmy? I remember some good times there in Club Troppo at the Leagues Club. Have you ventured out last night and had a bit of a beer or two?
Mate, we did venture out. We had a beer at the Teppanyaki restaurant at Central Coast Leagues.
No, we tried to get into Club Troppo, but it was shut.
Yeah, only because
TK's picture was still on the door.
The age limit by about 40 years, you two. But
yeah,
it's a great part of the world, and good to see you calling from there. But as you say, Jimmy, an exciting weekend for rugby in general. Super Rugby, there's Queensland versus New South Wales. That'll be a huge match, and I'm sure that James Slipper and Liam Gill both return. So they're a fair chance, Queensland. But New South Wales, gee, watching that game last week, they were down 30-0 at halftime and claw their way back to 26-30. And with 4 minutes to go, still be a chance. Would have been the greatest game in Super Rugby history if they got over the line. But I just think that New South Wales will still motor on. But I think Queensland, they got the draw last week. They'll be feeling fairly confident. But there's already been a bit of sledging going on. So it's going to be a pretty fiery encounter.
Yeah, that's standard. Now, Bernard Foley back. Well. So that's a huge inclusion from a Waratahs point of view.
Yeah, and it's a different looking Bernard Foley. He's got the red beard and sort of rough, and he used to be sort of this squeaky clean 5'8", but now he's come back a little bit. I don't know, he might have a little bit of rugby league in him, but he's come back from Japan. He hasn't really been burnt out as a sense. He got injured in one of the trials, but he makes a massive difference, and I think he's almost their quarterback, and he'll direct the troops really well. I think he'll be a huge difference. I also think Nick Phipps this year has been outstanding. And if you look at two young nines, and Nick is still very young, you've got Nick Phipps and Nick Frisby both going against each other. And I think they're probably two form halfbacks in Australian rugby at the moment. So it's going to be a good game and plenty of key matchups across the park.
All right, the Reds are $3.25 and the New South Wales Waratahs $1.36. So you're tipping the Waratahs. Now, tell the normal person, what's happening at the ACT Brumbies?
The normal people. I'm just trying to work out who the normal
people
are.
Well, it's a confusing scenario. I'll sort of background it a little bit. We had a rogue interview from the CEO, Michael Jones, on the ABC Grandstand program on the weekend, where he casts financial aspersions, really, on a couple of the deals done by the Brumbies, in particular with the university there, and then also questioned in a way the financial viability of the Brumbies. Now, Bill Pulver has come out in the last 24 hours and said the Brumbies are secure and they can weather this storm. Tell us the rest.
Look, it's an interesting one because you always look at these things and the first thing you ask yourself is this a distraction to the football program and the team? And for mine, I think it is because you're a team and you go out there and you play for one another. And you know in rugby that it's very hard to fight for those inches in the paper and getting the coverage. And when that sort of space is then dominated by an issue which you aren't a part of as a playing group, then yes, it is a distraction. Are the Brumbies in turmoil? No, absolutely not. They've made the finals a few times in the last 5 years. Their rugby program is sound. It can still attract some of the best players in the world. Great coaching staff, and that starts with Stephen Larkham and Peter Ryan, who was a former Broncos back rower and also Brumbies player. So their rugby program is sound and intact. It's just very, I won't say strange, but it's unfortunate because rugby needs the headlines and needs the space, and it's been absolutely dominated by this issue. And, you know, I'm not sure what the outcome will be, but I know that Michael Jones was stood down as CEO, but then was able to go back and claim his chair. So it's one of those things you're going to have to wait and play out, but hopefully it doesn't get messy, and hopefully the Brumbies aren't distracted. They've got a big game this weekend against the Cheetahs, who everyone's expecting the Brumbies to win by 13+. And they're a tough side in Bloemfontein, and I think they'll be one team that will be up for this. And I'm hopefully the Brumbies, it's not a distraction. Now, if they lose this game, this is a huge issue, but I think they'll go out and they'll do their fans proud. They're a good footy team, and it won't be too much of a distraction.
$1.17 the Brumbies, $5 the Cheetahs. The line is 11.5, and there's a little bit of money around for the Brumbies at that one. Yeah, I said it earlier. When you think Michael Jones and rugby, you think of the great flanker for New Zealand. Michael Jones is getting a name for himself down there in the ACT. The other guy who's back is Nick Cummins. Now, you and I spoke briefly about the impact that the Sevens can have on world rugby, and especially in North America, and how popular it is. And
Honey Badger.
The Honey Badger is back, and I'd imagine he found it pretty tough going after being, I think he was away trekking through Norway over the last couple of months.
He's a bit different.
He's a bit of a different dude.
God bless him.
Oh, he's a bit of a different dude now. I think he's always been one. I think we need to... I saw a couple of things popping up on social media yesterday. I think I almost needed a translator just to translate his Australian with all his sayings. But he's had a bit of a journey. And look, I think Nick Cummins, it'd be great to see Nick Cummins, the footy player, do well. I know the Honey Badge has done exceptionally well, and rugby certainly welcomes him back from a publicity point of view. But the kid can play. And this season with the, or I should say last season with the Western Force, didn't have the best year, and then unfortunately missed out on that World Cup. He's still got a lot of rugby to give, whether it's in a canary yellow jersey, that is the Sevens program, or the Wallabies. I'm hoping to see Nick do well on the field. And all the one-liners are still brilliant for us. He's an absolute goldmine. Yeah. I love his work.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, you need more. You need more of him.
I'm with you all the way. We need more.
Yeah. Do you have one best bet and one good value for the weekend we can go with, mate?
For mine, a best bet, I know that the Western Force are struggling at the moment, and every time they lose, they just can't seem to cover that line. So the Chiefs, for mine, with a fairly hefty lead of around about 18 starts, would be my best bet for this week. But
16.5 now.
The Chiefs have been behind half time for three out of their four games this year. They've been behind at half time and absolutely steamrolled in. So if it's a half time, full time there, I'd have a look at that as well.
All right, yeah, that line now into 16.5 too, so makes it a bit easier for your Chiefs at the line. Good on you, Adam. Appreciate that. Speak next
week. Thanks, Jimmy. I'll see you tomorrow on the Punting Club, and TK and all the punters out there, have a great Easter.
Yeah, good Friday.
Yeah, well said. Good stuff. Adam Fryer there, talking rugby.